Jeremiah chapter 52. This chapter closes the curtain on the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Curiously, the actor does not appear to greet the audience. Among the themes of these prophecies, we find two roads, the way of life and the way of death, with two geographical destinies, Babylon or Jerusalem, and, as an epilogue, two kings with two very different ends. Within the drama of the book, the script of what describes the cruel mandate of Nebuchadnezzar, the book ends with the last scene, where a grace is manifested of a sort that is undoubtedly better received by King Joachim after 37 long years in prison than the reader of his time or the present time. He reigned only 3 months and served a sentence of 444 months. If we only judge life by the events that we go through in here and now, perhaps we would think that it is not a good deal to be a Christian. Yet God sometimes does not raise your head, a symbol that he removes the sadness, that he has kept your head down. He changes her prisoner's uniform and sets a table in front of us with the king's food, sustenance and promise of his company and presence until the last. We will eternally share his table. If the king of Babylon did this for a captive king, his prisoner, will your heavenly father do less for you? Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new dress and a place at your table.